restoring our relationship to the form of devotional service. And devotional service is a relationship with Krishna. It's an exchange, a loving interaction with Krishna. And so what happened, for those of you that took part yesterday, there was some exchange. And you learned something about yourself or your relationship with Krishna or Krishna and the merciful nature of His holy name. And we did a little sharing, just one word sharing yesterday. Each person, another person. So take some more time today. And I'll ask for volunteers. And the question for you to address is, what was your experience in the 64 round day in particular, from beginning to the end? What was it like? What did you experience? And you can add that which, one of the questions was, what was the, one of the resources or tools or shelters or something that particularly helped you? Then it's also nice to add something that I think I can take with me from this experience to improve my chanting going into the future. So look for some volunteers. Would anybody like to break the ice and share first? Yeah? We can need a portable microphone. Raise your hand.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. It was, first I would like to thank you for arranging this japa retreat, and we hope it will be a yearly, possibly part of our yearly calendar. And it was really fun to start with. I came without any anticipation, saying what it would be like, because I never been to any japa retreats, and my excitement was that it was announced in last year's festival of Holy Name in Chicago. And so it was fun to be among the devotees. And what the techniques that I learned about here is, before the start of the japa, you gave some of the techniques, and one that kind of hit me is the don't latch on to impure thoughts. Don't contemplate on that at the time of doing the japa. That really helped me. And when I was doing the japa, I was thinking about it, and then it kind of struck me, and the way I did it yesterday was kind of channelizing the thoughts, kind of, if something like impure thoughts comes in, okay, send it out to different channel, kind of a thing. Kind of a mind, kind of the channels, and then put kind of the sticky notes that says that, okay, impure thoughts go into this channel. Not so good thoughts go into different channels. Not impure, not so good. Then sometimes good thought comes, then I say, okay, let's take it later. Like 3 or 4 different channels, I was channelizing those things. And that helped me kind of clearing it off. And Krishna helped me to do the chanting. So that those techniques really helped me to do it. Question. Yeah, what lessons did you learn? And lessons is this techniques I would like to apply, and also the quality of the chanting. I didn't do all 64, I was able to do 48 rounds, and the quality of the chanting, I would say 60 to 70% was good. It was that is a good part I would like to take. And how did Krishna reciprocate?
We don't need to go, if we did for each person to go through the list of 5 things, we'll be here for 3 hours, so we don't need to do that. Those things that are like, rise to the surface and are most like, you know, you're enthusiastic the most to share about, that's what I want to hear.
The techniques and then the reciprocation with Krishna, I would say like, he literally helped me. At the start of this, I prayed to him, okay, you know that I can't do this. You have been seeing me, I cannot do this. Please help me try to do this. And I also, at the start, I said that, okay, 64 rounds was not a benchmark for me. I said as many rounds as possible. And the good part was, after 16 rounds, it never struck to me that, okay, it is the end of the thing. It went on continuing, I was able to do it. That is the good part of it. And that's what I want to take it back home.
Yes. Someone can be a microphone runner. Yeah. Self-appointed. Why don't you raise your hand again?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for conducting this japa retreat. I have been to other japa retreats. This time, what really helped me was one of your statements, and if I'm wrong, please correct, that when you are chanting, to be in receiving mood, not just doing. And then I thought about that, and I thought, you know, when you are receiving something from someone, immediately your position is humble. You become humble. You are grateful. You are thankful and appreciative. So as soon as, you know, I started thinking like that, then everything came together, and I thought, you know, if I'm receiving something, then what do I give back? How do I reciprocate? By chanting nicely, am I doing my best to please this, holy name? Am I doing so? That really helped me.
Just a comment. I prefaced that explanation by the contrast with material life is packed with the conditioning of doership. Achieve, perform, compete, do, put these elements and those elements together and accomplish something. It's so strongly ingrained in our way of approaching anything, approaching life. And so, mercy is something else, it's descending. So, not only receiving the holy name. Here's a nice, here's a nice statement by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You might try adding this to that mood of receiving. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote that chanting is not merely a matter of making some sound. You can make a machine that makes the sound. You can create a parrot to make the sound. So it's not just the lips and the tongue moving in a certain way and you make the sound and that's chanting. Rather, when the soul cries out, "Oh, Lord Nityananda, you are most merciful. You, on behalf of the most merciful Lord Chaitanya, you come to deliver the pure holy name. And I am most fallen, I'm suited candidate for your mercy. Kindly bestow upon me the pure holy name." Bhaktisiddhanta writes, and when in that mood, the pure holy name touches the heart, and one calls out with the same tongue, with the same lips, the holy name, that's chanting. So preceding the chanting is the receiving, and preceding the receiving is a mood, petitioning for mercy from the soul. And then the machine moves, the mouth and the tongue and the air. But it's the mood of having received and having that feeling of gratitude touch your heart, like one of the devotees in the one word was gratitude. Chanting from that stage or that condition in the receiving mode That's the time. You just try to chant and chant and chant because you feel so touched. Well, where does expressions of reciprocation from human gratitude, where does it end? It doesn't. It's keep going. That's true.
I like that. Then your mind also cooperates, you know, because if you are in humble position of gratitude, then, you know, if your mind is not as rebellious, you know, it doesn't rebel that much.
Yeah. Precisely. Because the other is the mode of passion, and this is the mode of goodness. The mode of passion is, you know, do, achieve, accomplish. Go, go, go. Mode of passion. So, mode of passion subsides when the quality of goodness is predominant. The quality of goodness is this sense of having received, I feel very grateful. It's a very powerful feeling. It's a mode of goodness feeling, that of passion, ignorance feeling. And it carries one into the transcendental realm. There's the material side, and then it carries one to the spiritual realm. The medium is chanting, but all these other things transpire subtly. I just shared. Try that one. Try it. When I heard that at one japa retreat, I stayed with it for like 2 months. Every day. But for the next 2 months, I'm offering you a challenge for it. You know. Every day, before you chant, not just recite, but enter into that mood. And then commence your chanting. And watch what happens. It's not ever going to be the same experience every day, but you do it consistently for 2 months. Something shifts. Somewhere else. You done?
I didn't know that.
Here comes the microphone. For one who doesn't need one.
Five points that I used to make my chanting better was, first of all, the power of intention. It was like it was a matter of life or death.
Good.
That helped a lot.
Good.
And then listening to one mantra at a time, that helped a lot too.
Were you able to stay with that? Or was that come and go and come and go?
It come and go, but at the first 2 hours, I was very successful doing it. Later on, it become more difficult when I was tired and, you know, the aches and pains, and that made it.
I saw you shifting around a bunch. Go ahead, next one.
Okay. Begging for mercy. Begging for mercy. I felt, sorry.
Good. Holy Name is merciful. Good. Next one.
A lot of respect for the devotee.
Okay.
And the association of devotees.
So those are the resources that helped you.
Yes.
And then your experience?
Well, that was one of the most wonderful experiences I've had in my life. One thing that touched me a lot was the singing of the Indian ladies. I mean, the chanting sounds like a song. It was very, very inspiring. They can do it just, I was like, my chanting didn't sound like that, you know. But theirs was very, very sweet. That helped a lot.
The sweet cuckoo and the crow, right?
Thank you.
Good association. Good. Okay. Dinesh, let's go up front here.
Hare Krishna, thank you Maharaj. This was an
very amazing experience for me. I never chanted 64 rounds in my life yet. So, in the morning when we were driving for Jabari Creek, I missed the first day. So we were there yesterday only. And one of the devotees, while we were driving in a group, so she said, like, today is the day for 64 rounds. And I was in a, like, oh, maybe the 64 round stuff is only for Maharaj and the senior devotees, not for us. Sorry, Maharaj, I'm part of my ignorance. Sorry, like, 64 rounds is not, I guess, I don't think we can achieve 64 rounds. We cannot chant, like, all day. This is unusual, like, it's not the normal thing. We can chant. 16 makes sense, but 64 is probably too much. That's why I'm just expressing what was going on in my mind, but I did not tell her, and the devotee, we were driving together, and I just told her, let's see what we can do, we will try. So, when we started attending your class in the morning, and let's see, we will try. So, I was shooting not more than, like, maximum I can do, maybe 32 at the most. So, I started chanting, and I confess, I finished yesterday evening by, like, around 5:30, 5:40, 62 rounds. And two rounds I tried to finish up fulfill at home when I came back. So let me finish up the commitment of 64. So two we did at home. Right. And 62 at the Japa retreat. So, and the key I felt was the most important thing above all. There are many things which we should, I'm just expressing for my thoughts, like, I know it is very difficult, but with a group or with the association of devotees, probably it has made possible, and that's how I felt it, like in a group it is always helpful. And Maharaj also pointed out in the class yesterday, like you should keep focusing on the Krishna. So the deity in front of you over there in the Japa retreat room, and you like try to focus on the deities, pictures, and Mahamantra pictures. So that helps a little bit because it has like that's the Japa time is the best time to get multiple thoughts, which are useless thoughts most of the time. So once you focus on the deity pictures and the deities or various pastimes of Krishna and various stories from your parents, grandparents about Krishna. So that helps focusing and taking the thoughts back to Krishna. So I think we can chant. This is like I'm the most like I consider like a fallen person who can think of this way. Like yes, so maybe everyone can do this. We can chant. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, there are so many, many things I have gone across in the experience I derived, but because of the time constraint, I will stick to only three points. Number one point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu professed that holy name will be distributed and spread in all the town and village. So yesterday, the truth came prevalent. It has become more true that we can go in the woods just like a county or village, so we can spread the holy names of the Krishna. When I entered the gate over there, the lady showed me the way to go over there. Then I said, Hare Krishna. Oh, you are going to go to Hare Krishna. So there is another contribution that she uttered the name of Krishna. And then I had some refreshment in my pickup, so I gave it to them. That disciple saw them. And they were so happy and glad, and this is Krishna Prasada. So they were glad to accept it. Number two. After hearing the lecture of Maharaji, two biggest things, most striking thing, which I am going to take home and take me with me. You mentioned the two most characteristic qualities of devotional service is humility and compassion. These are the most important things. And I will never forget it. I firmly do not argue. I believe in Goldberg and I have unflinching faith in those two words. I don't carry everything I go of life. And number three, chanting in the congregation was a great auspicious occasion. I could not have accomplished so much. I didn't have 64 rounds. Because I also asked my Aji that I was saying that I want to take a nap, I want to take a break. I cannot continue with this. But Maharaji did encourage me that you can take a break, you can take a nap, feel yourself comfortable, and then you will go back to the same point. So that was the biggest thing I'm trying to make home. Thank you very much. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. The most important thing was devotees' association and blessing. That was some of the most important thing I think, which I realized and helped me. And another point was when I was riding for the japa, I missed half day before that, so I was half day before. My wife said that you mentioned about one point that was like when you chant, think that Krishna is dancing on your own. And that was a thought, and I could be more meaning on that. I thought that, I was just thinking that Krishna is dancing on a two-dimensional mat. One dimension is my pronunciation of the mantra. I should pronounce well. And the second dimension is my theory. Chanting with one dimension is moving the other dimension. So I was trying to do that. And I saw something which was not impossible, that it was very difficult for me to concentrate and focus. Chanting was very difficult for me when I was not even to focus man, and it happened this way. So I really appreciate that your voice and encouragement and the worship of this business.
Thank you. How many rounds do you have to complete?
I did 68.
First time, right?
Yes.
Very nice. So over here, ladies, this alternate people back. No, right? Raise your hand, Marcus.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, please, this is my humble visit. And Maharaj, this is the first time, until now, I have. This is the first time I got the opportunity to watch a Japa tree. Previously my Prabhuji was supposed to come, but due to some children's commitment and office work, so I got the opportunity. But still, I was in doubt whether I will reach there because convinced problem and all. So, I sincerely want to thank Sundar Gopal Prabhu and Yugapati Mataji that they took the pains to pick me, drop me, both that is. So really, I'm thankful to them first, then Maharaj, of course, you, and of course, mercy of the Lord. And,
without that ride, you wouldn't have been there.
Yeah. So, I really appreciate that. And that happened, maybe, because of Krishna's mercy, and I was very excited. Like, okay, today I'm going to do 64 rounds. And I don't know how I will complete it, or will I be able to do it, or not. But when I came, and then I heard your lecture, and so many things. And the foremost thing is that if you make your mind, if you have a firm determination, then you can do it because you have determined to do something. Something which is Krishna wants, something which Lord says. And if you, if it's coming from inside, then you can do it. This is the thing I received from you. And the senior devotees and all the association. And one thing that Maharaj said, you can continue the chanting of the name, holy name, despite so many odds, sometimes so many odds on your obstacles on your way, but then that makes you like, in a condition that you cannot cope with. But still you can chant the holy name in these odds also. So this is what I learned from you, Maharaj. Thank you so much. And one more thing. I really want to appreciate Kamalmukh Maharaj and Mataji, because they did a very, very good, wonderful job by providing the prasadam, even breakfast, lunch, dinner, timely. And it was like, for me, it is very hard having three kids of the same age and demanding the same thing at the same time. It's really very hard. So I really want to thank them a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, this workshop has really helped me a lot. I have chanted 64 rounds before on Janmashtami, but that was like a never-ending process. I was chanting till 11 p.m. in the night and still not finished. You know, I'm so tired also. But yesterday when I chanted 64, I think I completed 64 around 2:30 p.m. or 2 p.m. it was done, and I was still not tired. And what helped me a lot was getting up early in the morning and starting my rounds early. I started around 4:30 in the morning, and the toughest part for me is to get up early in the morning. But the night before, I slept early, and as Mataji spoke about prasadam, prasadam was the highlight for all the day. So I ate so much during the lunch that I was not able to eat during the dinner, and that helped me getting up early next day in the morning, you know, because it was the excitement for the chanting also, but then I was hungry also by 3 o'clock in the morning. So I figured out that not eating much in the night, you can get up early in the morning.
That's your take-home lesson.
Yeah, and because of that, I finished my 32 rounds before 9 a.m. and those were my much better rounds compared to my later rounds. Because I lost the intensity as I proceeded. You know.
What were the factors that might have decreased the intensity after we finished the 32? Was it breakfast?
Yeah, prasadam was always the factor.
So here's another lesson: when you're trying to increase your sadhana, you know, whether it's Ekadasi days or something, some vrata, eat modestly. Don't deprive yourself, but eat modestly. Like at a certain point, just that you can eat more, you just like, okay, that's enough, and that will help. It will help.
And two things which really helped me was listen to one mantra. And make a firm determination. So, you know, that really helps, because if we have the firm determination, it is really possible.
Can you share a little more on both of those, or each of those, like...
Earlier, what?
One mantra at a time. How did that help you in the course of the 32 and then the next 32?
It helped me on concentrating on the names, and, you know, earlier what I used to do is it was more of the mechanical chanting, trying to finish my 16 rounds, but this time I was concentrating on each mantra at a time and really trying to concentrate very hard on the mantra. When I was chanting, I was trying to hear it properly, what I am chanting, and then going to the next mantra, not trying to complete the rounds first.
And your experience was the chanting went more swiftly. In other words, it's like... To make a worldly comparison, when you're waiting for somebody, you know, it's like, it takes forever and forever, and where are they, you know, forever, and time passes so slowly. But when you're absorbed in something, time passes very quickly. But when you're absorbed in one mantra at a time just flies. It's just not looking at your watch or what's going on and how long it's going to take or anything. It's just absorbing. Time has another dimension when you're absorbed. And then when you're the other time. You know, so related to the one mantra at a time, I asked this question of Mataji. Were there times when that one mantra at a time slipped? Kind of like went away somewhere, and then you had to bring it back, and 1 month, okay, 1 month at a time? Or was there more consistency?
No, the mind did wander, my mind did wander, but I was bringing it there.
So, describe that, bring the mind, you were 1 month at a time, and then something happened, and you're like spaced out again. Then what did you do? Describe.
Yeah, so when I was chanting, my mind was wandering, but not like every time. Like before this workshop, whenever I used to chant, my mind just used to wander. And I don't know, I just used to chant mechanically. But this time, every time the mind wandered, I got it back and I concentrated more.
So the arm and the hand that reached out to grab the mind and bring it back, it was that instruction. Let me bring it back to this 100 times. When it's really simple, it makes it easier. And then as I discussed over here, you practice it and practice it and practice it and practice it. The mind gradually, ever so gradually, becomes disciplined. Just like a wild animal or something. It just becomes disciplined. You give the signal and the mind comes. When there's discipline, it takes practice and practice and discipline and discipline and determination, and then it becomes more easy. The mind comes again more quickly. And then the other was determination.
Make it calm, determination. I was very determined to chant 60 pranams.
Yes, yeah, a comment that someone said, I decided that I would just chant whatever I could chant. And this other, the firm determination, it's good. And if it's a doable number, it can be less than whatever it is. But let's say 16. You could say, oh, I'll just chant whatever. But we have a number. And a firm determination for that number. And on days that you're attempting to increase, it's good to have a specific vrata. It's okay if you don't, but it's powerful to have a vrata and be determined to fulfill the vrata. It helps. It helps. One other thing on determination, there's one way of defining determination as you did, but another related but different is this sankalpa. Sankalpa is another way of looking at determination. Sankalpa can be, your determination can be of a particular quality, like the determination of 1 month at a time. That's a sankalpa. I will make every effort to 1 month at a time be focused. Okay. Someone else? Okay, our youth right here. What's your name?
Dhruv.
Dhruv, okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. You don't need a microphone either. You can use it though.
I found that one of my major tools while chanting the rounds was chanting 1 mantra at a time.
Okay.
And I found that most of my difficulty in chanting happened where when I was chanting and I would just sort of space out.
Yeah.
So I'd be chanting, but I'd stop moving the beads and not be paying any attention.
How much of the time were you spaced out, and how much of the time were you one mantra at a time? Honest.
It was about 50-50.
Okay. That's like 50% better than usual, right? Yeah, good.
And, one of the things that I realized while chanting is that how much the mind tries to get away from the chanting.
Yeah. You realize that. And then what did you do when you realized that?
I realized how important it is to continuously bring back the mind.
So you tried. Did you try? How long did it take before you cried? Different times.
I started around like 17 hours in the morning.
Did you find that if you cried right away, bring to mind that, as opposed to, oh, there goes the mind. Maybe I should bring the mind back. I remember Maharaj said something about that. You probably had a little bit of both experiences. And which was easier?
What's easier to bring it back?
Right away. Right away. Right away. So, not just you, everyone. Practice that. As soon as you, you know, you realize, wow, there I am again in this zone of, like, la-la land. Bring the mind back. Immediately. Don't hesitate. Immediately. Practice it. Immediately. And bring it back to what? One mantra at a time. Good. Thank you. So how many do you end up chanting? 64! When are you going to do the next job to repeat what I'm for? Okay.
Hare Krishna, Maharaji.
Hare Krishna.
I just want to say that this workshop really helped me and others. Well, like yesterday, I wasn't supposed to come because a lot of homework and stuff. But my parents are like, oh no, you should come and stuff.
Just parachuted in, huh?
Yeah. So, I eventually came, and,
You came a little late, too.
You didn't? Yeah. Oh, okay, you were on time.
You were on time, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we started chanting, and like, first my goal was to at least do 16 rounds. And then, like, by lunchtime, when I was like trying to finish up my 16 rounds, like this like sheriff or this police guy came up like outside and while the Prabhupada's were setting up the shop room. And you know, he was all asking, oh, what's this? Like he was looking at the Indian food. And then like, you know, I guess they like gave him a place to take the shop room stuff. And I was just thinking in my head how lucky he is that he gets to the shop room and he doesn't even know the whole secret to it. So I just wanted to share this story too. And
did you carry on after the 16?
Oh yes, I did. Like after lunch, it was like 5:30 and I finished 32 minutes. So,
yeah.
My first time.
You weren't even expecting to be there. You were expecting to be at home doing homework.
Yeah. Oh, and then I came home, and I looked at my agenda and stuff, and I don't know why, but I realized that I don't have too much homework. But like, in the morning, I was all stressing out about it. But yeah, I came home and
because I was just going to ask if you had all this homework, how was it you're here this morning? But you realized you didn't have so much. Or
yeah.
Here's another thing that happens. Don't be surprised if you find out that when you chant nicely, your homework takes a fraction of the time. A fraction of the time. And part of the reason is you're more focused. And another part of the reason is just saying the other thing, the flip side. You just don't, like, don't space out. You're like, you know, la la land, space out somewhere. And then, oh, I've got homework. So it helps a lot to do quality academic work if you're really focused. You know, it gets done more quickly, you're feeling more satisfied when you have to do like writing and creative things. It's like clear, because your whole, you know, your consciousness is different. It's not cluttered, it's clear. It really helps. It really helps. And it's not just academic, it's, you know, people that at their workplace and have their jobs and stuff. It's just when you're Krishna conscious, when you're spiritually surcharged, it's, you know, it's easy. putting a knife through soft butter is a lot easier than, you know, hard frozen butter. It works. You know, Krishna gives intelligence and empowers one to do things, even of the things of this world, just because the thought is that we try to do this nicely for Krishna. It's a whole other experience. Life is a whole other experience that they're charged with Krishna's consciousness. So thank, I'm glad your mom brought you along.
Yes, I'm glad too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Somebody else.
Way in the back. Dinesh, raise your hand, please.
Krishna Prabhu, when Radhavara Prabhu came to me and said like this program is being arranged, I was just obliging him because he was my boss earlier.
said, yes sir.
Then I signed up my whole family, like we all thinking like, no, we don't even do like a couple of rounds every day. How can we do like 64 rounds? But when we go to the temple, retreat, because we went to the place which is not our home, like we, which doesn't remind me day to day activities and everything. So basically, we had nothing to do there. So we just concentrated and did the rounds. And surprisingly, my wife and my kid, they were able to complete 64 rounds.
Wow!
And
what about yourself?
I did some 37 rounds.
Okay.
Then I went out and I saw you talking to other devotees about the devotion in the afternoon. So I just sat there and listened to it. I thought that is also very important for me. And the thing I learned is like, you know, the hesitation of not able to do it maybe keeps you, holds you back. Maybe once you start, I think it's not that difficult to do it. Most of the times, like, you know, the number looks big and the time looks longer to concentrate and do things, but it's not that difficult once you start it.
Are your kids here with you today?
Yes, they are here.
Can we hear from one of them? If you're too shy, you don't have to, but just say a few words. Like, what was your experience like?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sixty-five rounds.
Wow. Did you have shorter strand of beads or what? What time did you start?
7.
7. Awesome. Let's hear from your mom.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. We are so grateful to come this Japan trip. Yeah, my kids also. Yesterday when I started, you know, like, I thought I can't do like 64 rounds. Earlier I used to do one round. That is the only more for me. But I never thought, you know, I'll do 64 rounds. But when I started yesterday, my son is every 5 minutes coming to me and how many rounds you did. He'll keep on asking. So one time he finished 50 rounds and then I got scared, you know. At least I have to do. Then I think that is 5:30, 6:30 I did 62 rounds. And after I went home I finished other 3 rounds. Total I did 65. Then he asked me, how many rounds did you do, mommy? I said 64. Oh, I did only 64, you should not beat me. Then he did one he did one more round, so we are very grateful for it because of you. I think Krishna's mercy, you did. And my older son also, he also did 32 rounds.
He was tired, he fell asleep.
Yeah. He slept for 12 hours.
Yeah. Okay. One or two more. You got a volunteer? Great.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, first I want to thank you for doing this Jeopardy retreat. This is actually my first Jeopardy retreat, so I've never actually done 64 rounds before. So, there's two tools which helped me a lot when I was doing my rounds. One was that whenever my mind got carried away, as you said, I looked at the mantra board and chanted seeing the mantra board. And the second tool was that I was listening to every mantra, and sometimes my mind was leaving, and I was, as the tool was saying, I was just not attentive, and I was not listening to my mantra. So each time I did that, I was bringing back my mind and making it listen.
Let me ask you, when you looked at the sign board, you say, the mantra board, what was happening? What were you singing? Were you singing each word as you were chanting the word? Or just like seeing the board? Or what were you singing? What was happening?
I was actually seeing every mantra, and as I chanted, I was looking at the word I was saying.
Uh-huh. So your eyes were following...
My eyes were following the words on the board.
And when you started doing that, how long did that last? Did it last like a couple of mantras, or did it last a couple of minutes, or did it last a couple of rounds? How long did it help you stay fixed?
Actually, after some time, after a few mantras of chanting, my mind again used to go away.
Yeah.
So I had to bring it back and again look. And after some time, when my mind was attentive and I would be able to listen to each mantra at a time, then I looked away from the mantra board and started looking at the painting pictures and all of the surroundings. And
sometime in the future, maybe tomorrow morning japa, or sometime in the future, try staying with it. Like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And just keep staying with it. Staying with it. Because the name and Krishna are not different. So, see if the all-attractive personality, Krishna, and if your mind can be open to being attracted to Him. In other words, I shared this, the meaning of Krishna is all-attractive. So, when saying the name and seeing the name, request or pray to Krishna to attract you to Him. Krishna, please draw me, draw my attention to you, to your name, to your sound, to you. Like that. See? Stay with it. You see what happens. I think I'll end with this, a comment that comes from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and also from experience. While there may be many different tools, the tool is effective only insofar as what's behind the tool, the effort to apply the tool for some purpose. The purpose is to connect with Krishna, or to be in your relationship with Krishna. If you're mindful of the purpose, then it makes the use of the tool very easy. And if you're not mindful of the purpose, like this example, then it's something that tricks the mind to pay attention, but what's behind it isn't supporting the trick, and so then the mind goes again, and then again and again. It's just like forever going. So the purpose behind it is what's important. The relationship with Krishna is what's important. And the 1 month at a time can help achieve that, especially if you're mindful of the purposes. Enter into your relationship with Krishna. That's the program. We revive our relationship with Krishna through the medium of Krishna, the form of this holy name. So, we'll move on to the final part of our chapel retreat. And it would be nice to do this accompanied by Kirtan. So, Kirtan, here's Anya. I thank you for coming. Somebody wants to share. Very enthusiastically, she wants to share. So we won't deprive her.
Hare Krishna. I just loved it there, and I've never done 11 rounds in my life before. And and I just loved it. Thank you.
This young boy wants to enthusiastically share too.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the generosity. I really enjoyed it. This is my first time in the Japanese, so I really like this time. And I thought like Krishna was dancing on our body, like, so that, and we're chanting. So when we're chanting, Krishna's dancing each time. I thought that it was very nice way, and because of Krishna's mercy, I got this opportunity to chant 64 rounds.
So, we're not going to go back again, we're going to go forward to the Sankalpa ceremony. So, the Kirtan group can, as soon as I finish, get set up. And then those of you that have your Sankalpa card, please have it ready in your pocket or in your hand or something. And what we'll do is, men can come forward on this side, the ladies can come forward on that side, and someone will tie a little string on your wrist while the kirtan is going on. And you come before the deity, and you don't have to recite, you just show them the card. And from your heart, this is the most important part, you express to them, this is my sankalpa, my intention, my wish going forward in calling your holy name to serve you, to be in my relationship with you, assisted by this sankalpa through the chanting of the holy name, like that. And that's the conclusion of our program. Now my understanding is when that's all done, we do a little time out and we'll come back again at what time? For the Radhashtami celebration? Noon? So it's now 5 minutes after 11. And whatever else happens between now and noon, be back at noon. And we're going to honor Radhashtami's celebration. Here time in class, and then you know what comes after that. Arjuna. Prasada. Okay. So wherever you like, maybe over here, because the sound system is over here. And then ladies one side, men on this side, and bring your cards with you. Hare Krishna.